joined by Virginia Gunther, talking about RNA Drops, an amazing product. And Ginny, tell us about some of the testimonials and what people can expect to experience from taking RNA. What have some of the people been saying?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we know that ascension is an individuated process. And so I like to tell people that what I think about the technology of the RNA drops is it's kind of similar to the iPhone. You know, Apple introduced the technology into the consumer marketplace, but the consumers really made the iPhone what it was. First of all, by teaching Apple what the phone could do as they used it, and also by inventing all the apps that came after the phone was introduced to the marketplace. And so that's really what we have with RNA drops is we have this amazing technology. It does do what it was patented to do, which is it sends new information to your RNA, and through chromosome 14 will begin to organize your DNA into brand new perfected cells. Now, the interesting thing about that is that we have to rely on our consumers to tell us what the outcome of the product is because every single person is different. And so it works with the body's intelligence. It works with everybody's own genetic blueprint. And so we have such a huge spectrum of results with this, all the way from psychic enhancements. People have incredible enhancements in their dream worlds. They have amazing enhancements in their ESP. Their creativity can go off the roof. We have a person who painted a painting inspired by the drops called theascensionpainting.com. After her use of the RNA drops. And then we have standard kind of results, like people have incredible results with their health, their vitality, their well-being. I have a testimony on my website of a gal who was scheduled for a heart transplant in February of 2012, started taking the RNA drops, and by November she was given a clean bill of health by her doctors, and no heart transplant was required. We have children who have had cerebral palsy and have received a correction in their cerebral palsy and their autistic tendencies by using the RNA drops. A lot of people in report increased libido, increased vitality and well-being. A lot of anxiety seems to dissipate as people use the RNA drops. And one of the things I attribute to that is the fact that you are getting an enhanced life force energy through the RNA drops, and as the body starts to feel the relief of getting the additional support of this incoherent genetic material, and your cells actually start signaling and switching in a more coherent fashion, the body just gets such a breath of relief, such a breath of fresh air from using the product. So we rely on our consumers really to tell us what the product can do, and that's why we have so many testimonials on my website. We ask people to call our testimonial line, and we have hundreds, literally, of people who call in from all over the world. People from South Africa, people from France, people from Canada, people from the United States, and they call in and they leave their testimonies and share the amazing results from the product. So I always like to encourage people to listen to the testimonials at rnafreesample.com. That's my website. And then I encourage them to take advantage of the free sample offer. It literally is free. The bottle is free. It's a 90-drop bottle, and it will 3 drops a day for 30 days, put them through one full cycle of cell replication. It's just like the 28-day calendar, so it works with a full cycle of cell replication. And by the end of that time, people usually have a really good idea. It's like, this is doing something for me. And they can't always necessarily pinpoint what it is right out of the bat, but they know it's something awesome.
Wow. With all that feedback, obviously people are having some amazing and profound changes. And obviously the website, you can find out more information, and you also have a free trial. People can sign up and you send them an actual 30-month free, correct? 30 days?
30 days, and it's fantastic. And there's no gimmicks, no auto ship, no pay when you go, nothing. Just free sample, pay shipping and handling, and we'll shoot it out to you wherever you are in the world. RNA3sample.com.
All right. Thank you, Ginny, for coming on the show and updating us on RNA. We'll have you on soon.
Always. time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com. All right, welcome back to the show, and now we're jumping to our next guest who has also been a new regular to the show the last couple months, updating us on some amazing advances in ET contact with groups all over the world. His name is Costa, and he's with an international group called the GCE5.org is the website, or CE5 contact groups, and he also has a new website, which is ettalks.com. Is that correct, Costa?
Almost. It's ET Let's Talk.
ET Let's Talk.
Yeah, ettletstalk.org.
Excellent. Well, Costa, thanks for coming on the show, and happy celebration for the Mayan calendar ending on December 21st. I'm sure you had an amazing day, so tell us about that. How was your December 21st?
It was wonderful, full of a lot of activity and a lot of coordination of many ET contact groups that that we had set up just for that day. At ETLetsTalk.org, we had been working for weeks, working towards the December 21st date in order to get as many teams in as many locations across the planet on that day, doing what is called CE5, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, contact, human-initiated contact, with star nations, with our star friends. And so on that day, we finally were able to get 242 teams.
Wow, that's excellent. Congrats.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's even better than that.
How many countries?
They were in 39 countries. And
39.
Woof. Yeah. And we also had the cooperation of an international yoga group called MISA, M-I-S-A, who also in parallel were doing their own program of human ET contact.
So there's 249 contact groups in 39 countries.
Right, and well,
wow.
with our MESA partners, we're told that they had 30 countries represented, and we're figuring possibly hundreds of groups. We don't have an exact count, but you put them together with what our team at ETLetsTalk.org had created, and you know we may have had 500 teams spread all over the
amazing.
Planet doing this. Yeah, and that was our day.
Wow.
And there's a lot behind it and a lot after it, but those are just the basic facts about what we did on that day, and there is much more to it, and I guess
sure. And you know, I just want to mention there, Costa, that when we're talking about this stuff, and people are like, we want disclosure to happen, and they, you know, they want the big ships in the sky. The fact about it is, disclosure contact has been happening for thousands of years, and every indigenous tribe on the planet knew they came from the stars. They have advanced knowledge, advanced mathematics. The proof is everywhere in tens of thousands of sites all over this planet. So the proof is everywhere. But contact and disclosure is happening. People are having contact. You had about 500 groups in, you know, over 40 countries all over the world that are having contact with ETs. Not on top of that, you look at the sheer numbers of millions of Americans that have reported seeing UFOs or even being abducted by UFOs. It's 3 million Americans have reported that. That's a huge, staggering number. So things have been going on for a while, but the way you're teaching the CE5 to go out and consciously have them and bring them in that way with the correct intent is the correct way to have contact. And you could see just by your numbers how many more people are waking up to this reality and possibility and having conscious contact. It's amazing. Can you tell us some of the stories of contact that happened from some of the groups?
Sure. We had one small group in Wisconsin, for example. This was their first time. They had discovered our website and at ETLetsTalk.org and learned how to use the protocols. So they went out and at one point, I think the most dramatic thing is that they saw what they thought were five separate circular star craft. They could not tell how far up those were in the sky or how large because of the weather conditions, but they clearly saw them, and then they realized that they were not separate craft, but they were part of a boomerang-shaped single craft. One might think of, for example, what the Phoenix Lights were like, a chevron shape. This was not on that scale, but it was a clearly discernible craft that flew very slowly so that it could be observed and eventually passed over the house there where they were doing had done their protocols so that everybody could see it. And see it well, even though, like I said, they couldn't determine really size or distance, but yet they clearly saw something that did not behave like an airplane, like a helicopter, like a plane, or anything else that was natural or man-made. So
wow.
That was really exciting for them, and that was part of their December 21st contact. Another group we had in Texas had multiple kinds of contact, and this is something that I want to stress to your listeners, that it's not always about the visuals, although that is very exciting, and as it is to me personally, but there are so many other ways that the Star Nations will contact people in a way that's safe for them and for the people that they contact. And that includes, for example, through telepathic messages, through lucid dreams, through maybe a touch on an ear or shoulder, or maybe weird electrical phenomenon in the area, on the ground near people. Other people may see orbs. So there's all these different kinds of ways that also comprise legitimate contact. Now, our group in Texas reported that, from what I remember, at least three, maybe four different ways they got contacted. They saw a lot of anomalous flashing in the sky with that they communicated with their lasers, flashing at them, and they would flash back and change position in a way that, again, planes and satellites don't do. We call those flash bulbs. They flash on and off, and you can see them zigzag and change position. You get to recognize them because that's a common pattern. But as well, they the same group had a flyover of a structured craft that they could see over their area and over their site there out in the field. And multiple people saw that. As well, they had pictures of these giant golden orbs, kind of energy fields, that were surrounding or near some of the members on the ground where they were sitting there in a circle where they'd been meditating. So they have photographic evidence of these energies that clearly stand out as beautiful golden spheres that were also legitimate means of communication. So that was kind of a really nice classic case because it did involve all those different means of contact. As
wow.
well, yeah. So
and pretty much a lot of the groups have contact every time they go out.
That's true. I won't say everyone does. It's not something that can be guaranteed because there are many variables. However, we've been doing this monthly coordinated contact across the planet with our many groups since October 2010. And every month I will always be getting reports from the groups of all the different kinds of contact in people's own words, and you can tell how authentic it is. Everyone sounds different, but also just very very sure of what they had seen and how they've been contacted. So many groups do get that, some faster than others, some not, but I think with persistence, a lot of people eventually do make the contact, and then they report it to us. And this is exciting because on our website, we ask the people on the forum there to write up their reports. And now it's possible for other people to go there and read what, say, a team in Italy did or in Japan, the contact they had there. And that's exciting. It educates everybody. It inspires people, and it allows people also to form friendships. As they talk about some of their common experiences.
Absolutely.
And
that's what's so important. That's why I've asked you to come on the show frequently, is to update people so people, regular people around the world can hear that people are consciously going out and making contact, and anyone can do it. It's all about the intent and what you put out there, and the information is there, and there's all sorts of information on the website people can get. I mean, the information to back up everything we're saying is out, and the information how to have conscious contact is available, and it's amazing. And also, tell us about some of the upcoming stuff that you have. You have these monthly groups where everyone once a month, consciously over a 24-hour period, goes out and has contact. So tell the listeners a little bit about that so they can also partake in some of the upcoming CE5 groups you have.
Sure. I would say the first step is to, and this is a shameless plug, but it's a good one, go to etletstalk.org, and you can become a member there for free, and there's information there on the CE5 protocols. There are the forums there. There's also what we call a GCE5, a global CE5 community map, and once you sign up and put in your city, your state, and country, you can get located on that map. And when you look at that map, it is a Google map, an experimental software from Google. But you can see your location, and you can see dots of other people around you. And when you click on them, you can get a contact email and find someone near you that you might want to join forces with that month or month following.
Wow. Excellent. Well, hold on right there, Coach. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but we're going to hear more about the CE5 contact groups when we get back. So just hang on right there, and here's some more Ink Bolts. Be right back after these messages.
Always. Life don't always turn out like you plan. So hard to understand since you've been.
turned into a veteran. In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the show. We're joined by Costa, and we're talking about the CE5 groups. And for the listeners out there that don't know, the CE5 group was derived by Dr. Stephen Greer. Can you give a little background on that, Costa?
Yes, Dr. Stephen Greer is generally acknowledged as the father of the disclosure movement, which he started in the early 90s. And he coined the term CE5, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, which is a human-initiated contact that then becomes bilateral, so that there's a conversation of some kind at some level going on back and forth between human beings and star beings. So that's a very specialized there's a specialized protocol that Dr. Greer invented, which allows people to make that kind of contact, and it's that particular protocol is one that we're advancing with our groups and teaching people how to use so that they can make contact in the field.
And this derived from his dozen plus years of talking to numerous hundreds of generals and military personnel and government officials that have all worked on ET technologies or have, you know, worked on reverse engineering. So this comes from a huge background, a plethora of information, as well as hundreds of eyewitnesses about the disclosure project and phenomenon.
That's absolutely true. And we've just taken the CE5 protocols, the Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind protocols, and organized on a large scale, or as large a scale as we can manage, and we continue to keep growing. The more teams that we can put out there using these protocols and coordinating, acting together, we believe that the more it will allow the star nations to show themselves in our skies, and thereby more people will become interested in contacting, communicating with them, and that will just become a virtuous circle where eventually we believe that first contact will occur. Now, one thing I want to mention, that as we do this work, it's our policy and our practice that the contact that we're making is with benevolent star nations. We clearly recognize that many of them are not only scientifically advanced, but spiritually advanced, and that's why the CE5 protocols do include elements of, or actually a core of, meditation, visualization, and a heart-centered approach, and a genuine goodwill intention approach to making the contact. For people who want to believe in negative ET fears, fear-based scenarios of abductions and mutilations, there are other websites where they can engage in those conversations, but that's not the philosophy. That's not what we believe is going on. In fact, a lot of those negativities, as Dr. Greer's witnesses from these Black Ops programs have shown, a lot of these negative kind of activities that are associated with ETs and have ruined their reputation in a way, those are human-initiated activities. They're born and bred in the Black Ops projects and financed there, and they serve to be disinformation. But we work with the proper information, with benevolent nations, and make high spiritual contact.
And that's what people definitely need to realize, is the little gray abduction and, you know, the fear-based media and propaganda put out by the movie industry is to put that fear into people's mind that this is like evil and bad, and that's not at all what's happening all over the world with contact.
Excuse me a minute.
Oh, sure, Costa. So, you know, people should definitely check out the website, and there's lots of information on there and information about all this stuff we're talking about. You could just Google or YouTube Dr. Stephen Greer or Disclosure Project or CE5, Google, YouTube it. And there's plenty of information out there that you could, read and watch interviews and decide for yourself what resonates with you. Because, again, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what me or Costa tell to anybody. It's all about you figuring out this information and you doing your own research and figuring out for yourself, just like I did in Costa, and have your own experience. Because without having your own experience, it's impossible to really explain to anybody.
And eventually you will have your own, and there's nothing like owning your own experience. It's great to hear firsthand stories, let's say, from
people.
For us, when you have your own, it's like a birthday present to yourself. And at etbloodstalk.org, we have a community there, forums, where people share their experiences, and once they find each other, they no longer feel alone. One thing that I hear constantly from people who come onto the website is, hey, I'm glad I found you. I thought I was the only one in my family or in my work or in my circle who believed in this, who had an experience, but I had to stay quiet because I felt I would be ridiculed. And I'm glad I found this community now where people can talk about this in a safe, open manner. So we're really glad to serve that purpose.
Absolutely. Well, Costa, thanks so much for coming on the show and updating us as always, and we'll definitely have you back on soon. And again, the website again is etletstalk.org, correct?
That's right.
Excellent. Well, Costa, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, Jonah. Be well.
You got it. Talk to you soon. We'll be right back.
Did you really think I keep hanging on? You happy, you played me, I'm moving on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Guess what? I just got my own tower garden. You can grow your own organic fruits and vegetables right in your own backyard or on your patio or porch using the new Tower Garden by Juice Plus. It's a new patented vertical aeroponic gardening system that recycles nutrients and water and that will yield you 20 fruits, vegetables, or herbs month after month and year after year. There's no soil, no tilling, and no weeds to deal with. And you can do this in less than 3 square feet of space. Standing only 5 feet high, the Tower Garden comes complete with everything you need to get started. It's easy to assemble and comes with customer support. They're offering this interest-free for 12 simple payments. Please go to Tower Garden Complete for more information. That's www.towergardencomplete.com. Again, that's www.towergardencomplete.com.
All right, welcome back to the show, and now we're going to jump to our next segment. We're joined by Matt Staggs from disinfo.com, and he comes on the show regularly as well, talk about some of the alternative news and stuff you don't really hear about in mainstream. And with that, Matt, thanks for coming on the show. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, doing well, Jonah.
Glad I haven't had you on the show for a while.
Glad to hear you're still here after the Mayan apocalypse, huh?
Yes, we survived it, and it was a great apocalypse. I should get a T-shirt, I survived the apocalypse at Chichen Itza, or maybe a bumper sticker, but yeah, I did survive. It was amazing. So, it's been a while.
The great thing about that is that I think it's an opportunity for us to really think about what it is that we want so much. You know, there's a subconscious death impulse that we're looking toward. You know, so these apocalyptic dates, all of us are kind of like, wow, maybe this is going to be the end. You know, maybe the zombies are going to come. You know, whatever it is, it seems like part of us kind of want everything to fall apart in a way. But I think we need to think about why that is and what we really want out of life now. This is a chance, you know, to really reconsider where we're going as a culture. You know, the end is here, but maybe it's the end of an old life and the beginning of a new one that we can really think, what do we want to do now?
Yeah, absolutely. And there must be a lot of different articles and stuff we could talk about. So let's jump into some of the news and stories you've been covering.
Yeah, we've had a lot of interesting stuff on mine lately. One of them is the UK. That's the guy who was involved with the, you know, unexploded particle, the Large Hadron's layer, all that good stuff. He is calling out Richard Dawkins for basically being fundamentalist of atheism, which I think is an actual excellent point. I always say that basically what the guy's saying is he doesn't necessarily disagree with what Dawkins is saying, but people like Dawkins have this sort of view of God and or spirituality that's really nobody else shares unless you're talking about hardcore fundamentalists or children, you know. And I think it's a great point, you know, that basically we really can't argue so much about things like God and consciousness and nature and universe, because it's hard to define all these things. And it's only when we start really trying to lock these things down and say this is what it means that we start having these problems. And it's really with the people that do want to lock them down that the biggest problems occur, with your fundamentalists, which, according to Higgs, includes Dawkins. So that's one of the things we're talking about right now on the website.
Excellent. And with the new year coming up and all the shootings and stuff that have been happening, what do you think about the, the crackdown on gun laws and, you know, disarming the American people? What do you think about the stories that are circulating around those subjects?
Well, that's also another complicated issue, and you'd have to be probably a little more specific for me to address any one particular part of it, but it's, we have an unusual history in this country. It's one that has involved guns for since the very earliest days, you know, from the Revolution, and we have so many guns out there. I think that it would be very hard for anyone just to come along and go, okay, we're gonna get rid of all of these guns, and we're going to do it tomorrow. I grew up in the South. I live in the South. I come from what you would probably call a gun culture. I own guns. So I see both sides of this without getting too much in the political aspect. As far as a lot of, people are trying to say it's part of some kind of United Nations conspiracy or something to have this guy go off and shoot a bunch of children. But, obviously, what's more likely, that we have this guy with an already kind of history of being a little disturbed and a mother that collects guns and, one thing leads to another and the guy goes and shoots up a bunch of kids, or the CIA or NWO is targeting its mind control rays on someone to make them go and kill these people as part of some sort of nefarious, global plot to control firearms. But still, these things are all out there. People are talking about all these kinds of things. Was there anything particular you were looking for?
Well, just what your comment was, because there's a lot of talk around how a lot of these shootings were psyops and government stuff, and, the media doesn't really go into a lot of the facts that were reported when they first happened. So is it being used to clamp down on gun laws?
Well, the thing is that anything that gets the national eye is going to be used as political grist for something. It's always going to be that way. Here's the thing. I mean, if people really wanted to go and take everyone's guns, we're talking about the government here, wouldn't it just be easier to pass a law? I mean, there's plenty of laws that get passed anyway that we don't want anything to do with. I mean, the majority of the American public wants marijuana to be legal, and that's still being busted down on by the Fed. I mean, I think careful application of Occam's razor here would be useful. Shootings have happened. They always have. Violence happens every day. One of the earliest school shootings or school attacks, and one of the very worst happened in the 20s. A guy went and bombed a local grade school, and you didn't see anybody coming out. And, this has been going for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think maybe it's just publicized or put into things more like the public eye when they're trying to clamp down on gun ownership in America.
Yeah, sure. Well, you gotta realize there's a lot of people out there that want gun control of one sort or another, and it travels the entire spectrum from, absolute lockdown, everything's going to go into the smelter at once, to, absolute freedom, anything you want on the streets you can get. There's points in between, and everybody's trying to argue and use this for something. It's just the way things are. They always are that way.
Yeah, so, that's crazy.
No, I don't believe any psyops and stuff like that. And honestly, every time I start talking to someone that brings this stuff up, I always go, look, you tell me you believe this. Tell me. Don't tell me you're asking questions. Don't tell me you think it's interesting. Tell me this is what you believe. And I've yet to meet many people that really believe that. You know, are we just playing a game here? Are we kind of moving checkers around on a board and playing what if? And that's one thing, that's fine. I enjoy a good, you know, mental exercise as much as the next person. But I've not met many people, like when the Colorado shooting happened, that actually say, this is what I believe. You know, that I believe that this guy was controlled with mind rays or chemicals or whatever, and, you know, sent in to kill these people. So, you know, I mean, really, if you wanted to see, make something look like it would be a great opportunity to take away guns, why would you use somebody like that anyway? Why would you use somebody that is so clearly disorganized and ineffectual? I mean, a terrorist attack would be perfect. God forbid, you know, have somebody set up as, you know, Al-Qaeda, have them come in and shoot up a mall or something, and then you have two things with, two birds with one stone, gun control and a reason to tighten down on the, on privacy and personal rights again. It just doesn't, this doesn't get done what people think that it should get done if you're looking at that from the conspiratorial angle. But again, I don't know everything.
It's crazy whatever's going on in all different aspects. I mean, you pick your topic, politics, this, that. I mean, education, there's something terribly wrong with, you know, just the way things are talked about and even handled anymore, it seems. It's kind of crazy. So what other bizarre news has been going on over at your website, disinfo.com, that we could talk about?
And I should say that this is an argument that we're all having over there, and our commenters and contributors may have opinions that should and will differ from mine, and I'm very happy with that. The latest thing that we're talking about recently that's right on the page right now is a story about dolphins giving gifts to human beings. These are wild dolphins.
I said, whoa.
That are participating in a provisioning program at the Tangalooma Island Resort in Australia. And they've been observed giving human beings eels, tuna, squid, octopi, different kinds of fish that they just come up and give them to them. So,
and what type of gifts?
Like fish.
Whoa.
You know, the kind of gifts that you would think a dolphin would give you. You know, these are fish that they come up and present to people. They catch them and give them to them.
And how many cases have they had? Like, how many has this happened to?
23 over the past several years. These are wild dolphins.
And what do people think that is that the dolphins are doing? They're actually obviously trying to communicate, or what do people think it is?
You know, who knows? But apparently, food sharing in animals is often motivated by an urge to play, is what they're saying. That they may just be wanting to play with them, you know, or who knows? I mean, it's hard to understand the mind of something like that. It's so completely different from our own. But they think that because this sort of behavior does happen among other animals sometimes, that it might just be a game that they want to play with them.
Huh. Interesting.
Or they may be saying, you humans are so pathetic and can't take care of yourself. We're going to show you how. So.
Yeah, there's been
a
lot of...
What about it? Did you have any fish in your stocking?
What's that?
Did you have any fish in your stocking? Any dolphins on your Christmas list?
No, but I did have some fish when I was down in Mexico. That was pretty good. But no, not in my stocking, but it was interesting to be down there for December 21st and being with the Mayans. I was down at Chichen Itza, so that was a good experience, and definitely it was amazing to be down there for the end of the Mayan calendar. So that was cool.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, you
saw that there were some temples that were there was a temple that was destroyed. Or sustained some serious damage.
No, which one was that one?
Okay. Yeah. The Mayan temple Tikal, T-I-K-A-L.
Oh, Tikal.
Actually, that was
really?
In Guatemala. Tikal. Yeah, and that was in Guatemala. Yeah, it sustained serious damage from tourists throwing parties. 7,000 people visited our... Yeah. 7,000 people visited to see Mayan priests hold a ceremony and light fires. The sun emerged to mark the new era.
Wow. wow. No, I didn't hear about that, but that's, I don't doubt it, because at Chichen Itza there was 55,000 people that came, even though the Mexican president came himself later on that day. And I actually did an interview with Al Jazeera Network was there, and they interviewed me about what was going on. So it was quite an exciting day, to say the least.
I'm sure. Some of the other things we're talking about right now is they're looking to study Adam Lanza's DNA. And it's a fellow, of course, that shot up Sandy Hook. So they're looking to think that they could possibly identify traits in genetics that could potentially signal a killer of the same sort. The problem with this kind of thing, of course, is that the interplay between genetics and environment is hardly known at this point. And just because you carry the genes for something doesn't necessarily mean it'll manifest. Add to that, of course, the idea that genetics itself is a very relatively young science, and we still certainly don't understand what all these things do and how they interplay. It could be potentially troublesome, especially from a civil rights context.
Yeah, I just mentioned this earlier with Richard Allen Miller, saying, I just heard about this from the health ranger on naturalnews.com was talking about this in the Alex Jones show. And that's just crazy, you know, that they're even going to that point. Even there's school systems now that are having kids wear RFID chips that are tracking them at
right.
school. They have to wear necklaces. That's happening in Texas, Florida, Illinois. So, I mean, there's crazy things that are happening right now.
It is a crazy thing. It is a crazy thing, but it's probably crazy parents as much as anything else. I guarantee you, there's a lot of scared helicopter parents that want to know where their children are at all times. You know, and they worry about kidnapping and all this stuff. And that's as much the fault of our popular media as anything else. You know, that they want us to think that it's more dangerous now than ever it was. When in reality, stats for violent crime now are lower than they have been in many, many years. Safer than ever to live in America.
Yeah, it's crime rate has gone down in a lot of places, and then some places there's just you know, madness. And you look at the numbers of 55 million Americans on food stamps right now. I mean, you know, there's so many people dependent upon the system that if a disaster or earth change or something does happen, like we talk about a lot, there's so many things that could happen, or the dollar collapse. People are in for a rude awakening, you know, with so many people so dependent on welfare checks and food stamps. The slightest disruption can really, you know, set things off. So who knows what's coming down the pipeline.
That's not just the people. That's not just the people on food stamps. It's all of us. All of us need to be a little more prepared and ready to handle an emergency. And on top of it, it's, I'm sure you've probably been through a couple of disasters here and there. I live in Mississippi, and of course we had Katrina here. And despite what the media wanted to believe, for the most part, first of all, the coast was destroyed. There were towns that are literally not there anymore. The focus was on New Orleans, the Mississippi Gulf Coast, lost entire town. From what I could see, people really cooperated. You had the same jerks that normally would in any other circumstance. They couldn't control themselves, that wanted to take advantage or hurt people. They got taken care of, put in jail, whatever, and the rest of everybody got to employing what has sustained our species for millions of years, cooperation. That is the killer app of humanity, the fact that we can get together, share resources, share knowledge, and band together in tough times. So, you know, I think us being prepared and being willing and able to share the load with our neighbors would, you know, sustain us a lot more than people think. Again, I think it's television, it's the news, it's popular culture. We want to think that everything will go road warrior the minute, you know, the power goes down or the water runs out, but I don't think it will. I think we just get together and work through the best we could. Not to say that there wouldn't be hard times, but we would get through it. We would get through in some way.
Sure. I definitely agree with that, that especially the American people are known, you know, to pull through the Great Depression or anything that comes our way, and that's what makes our nation so strong. So definitely I believe that as well. The people will always come together and you know, and make it through, because that's what, you know, the American way is about. I think the morals of it. So, Matt, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll have like a five-minute segment when we come back, and let's talk about another article or two if we can. So hold on right there, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Lying in the dark, I thought I heard you speak. Tried to listen, but your voice became too weak. Then I knew I had to get back on my feet, on my feet. Oh, baby, won't take this no longer. You're weak, but I'm stronger. And got lost in the distance. And we're gone from the existence. And no sweet talk, and we'll fix this. Cause you burned all your bridges. I can't see you, I can't.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the show. We're joined by Matt Staggs with Disinformation, Disinfo.com, and Disinformation Company is a dynamic independent media company based in New York City. And they've been around for a while and always have some really cool articles to check out that the mainstream media usually does not talk about or put on. So, Matt, what's some other cool stuff that has been talked about recently on Disinfo.com?
Well, I don't know if it's cool, but it seems like a lot of people have not noticed the Senate reauthorized the warrantless wiretaps that we had started under Bush, the FISA Amendments Act of 2008. It was set to expire at midnight, yesterday actually, But the Senate's vote means that it will certainly be extended through 2017. It's basically, it gives the government the right to listen in on you without a warrant at all. And this includes American citizens as well as non-American nationals. So that's anybody. That's pretty much anybody. And despite Obama's usual backing way, backpedaling and everything, he had a whole set of talking points ready to sway people into reauthorizing it. So, there's our civil liberties-friendly president we thought we were all voting in, those of us that voted for him that first time around.
Yeah, it's amazing some of the things they passed, like the NDAA Act that was passed by executive.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, don't forget that one. New Year's Day, the president signed that into law. So, I mean, it's
right.
Unbelievable what's been passed.
Yeah. I mean, to do something like that, it's obviously useful, a shameful act. That you don't want to do it in the light of day really speaks volumes.
And people don't even talk about it or even aware of it. And when they hear about it, most of them don't even take any action. You can still sign petitions. There's plenty of stuff you can try to do to still...
Right.
Stop that, you know, but people don't even care these days, it seems. It's just unbelievable.
You know, Jonah, the thing that I wish would be that our lawmakers would maybe have a menu that would let me know how much a vote costs. So at least I could try to start up an account on PayPal or something and get these guys' attention, because they're obviously for sale. You know, the thing is that they're allowed to take so much money from these corporations, and then they pretend to us that it doesn't matter, that this doesn't sway their votes. Just let me know. Let me know what your price is. You know, like if I was going to any other prostitute. You know, not that I go to prostitutes, but you get my point.
Yeah.
So I would be able to say, okay, it's going to cost this much for this vote. You know, let's put it out there. If you're going to be this way, if you're going to be that corrupt, which obviously the system is, you know, at least give me the courtesy of letting me know that you're doing this so I can at least get in the game somehow. Don't pretend that you're listening to me when, you know, Glaxo or you know, Monsanto or whoever's paying for your vote.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people need to pay attention to this stuff, and that's why we talk about it, because it's important to know what even GMOs are. Some people still don't even know what that is. You need to be aware of these things so you can make conscious decisions for you and your family. And that's really what we're trying to do at the end of the day, is just get this information out so people can make the right decisions for their family and friends. And just be aware. So, Matt, as always, thank you for coming on the show, and we'll have you back on soon to talk
about
some more articles that you got. And, of course, the website is disinfo.com, and you can check out some more of their articles on there. Thanks again, Matt.
Well,
we'll have you back soon. Happy New Year's. We'll talk to you soon.
Happy New Year's to you. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Here's some more of the Ink Bolts. And we'll be right back after these messages with our next guest.
Since you've been away, I turned into a veteran man.